This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So should coffee carry cancer warnings? Apparently an environmental group is suggesting that they do. They say a future cup of coffee, all right, could give you the jitters before you even take a sip of it, according to Fox News. A nonprofit group wants coffee manufacturers, distributors, and retailers to post ominous warnings about a cancer-causing chemical that could be stewing in every brew. This has been presenting evidence in a Los Angeles courtroom. The long-running lawsuit that resumed yesterday claims that Starbucks and about 90 other companies, including grocery stores and retail shops, failed to follow a state law requiring warning signs about hazardous chemicals found everywhere from household products to workplaces to the environment. And at the center of this dispute is the chemical acrylamide. It's a carcinogen found in cooked foods, like French fries that we've talked about, and is also a natural byproduct of the coffee roasting process. The coffee industry has acknowledged the presence of the chemical, but they say it's at harmless levels and is outweighed by the benefits of drinking coffee. And we know that if you drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day, you lower your risk of cancer. The hardest part is drinking that much coffee. I've gone about 5 days without coffee, and I've had no problem at all because I barely can get through a quarter of a cup of coffee because I can't stand the taste. I don't know what it is, but it's just, coffee just tastes so bad. And, you know, everybody's kind of telling me, you know, just get used to it. You just got to kind of hold your nose and, you know, you have to get into it. Yeah, and I don't understand, but my body doesn't like it. And I hope the reason why I'm not rejecting it and not liking coffee is because of something ominous such as this. So, they say the case has been percolating, I love the puns here, in the court since 2010, and it has gotten little attention. They say a verdict in favor of the little-known Council for Education and Research on Toxins, they said, could send a jolt through the industry. This author is brilliant, right? With astronomical penalties possible, and it could wake up a lot of consumers. But it's unclear what effect it would have on coffee drinking habits. So the lawyer taking on, quote, big coffee, you know, like big tobacco, big coffee, said the larger goal is to motivate the industry to remove the chemical from coffee. And he himself drinks 3 cups a day. He goes, I'm addicted, like 2/3 of the population. This is attorney Raphael Metzger. I would like the industry to get acrylamide out of the coffee so my addiction doesn't force me to ingest it. Now, under the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act, passed by voters as Proposition 65 back in 1986, private citizens, advocacy groups, and attorneys can sue on behalf of the state and collect a portion of civil penalties. Metzger represented the council in a case later taken up by the state attorney general that resulted in potato chip makers agreeing in 2008 to pay $3 million and remove acrylamide from their product. They say the law has been roundly criticized for abuses by lawyers shaking down businesses for quick settlements, but is also credited with reducing chemicals known to cause cancer and birth defects, such as lead in hair dyes, mercury in nasal sprays, and arsenic in bottled water. I know, we consume arsenic in a variety of different settings, juices, etc. They say, but warnings could be kind of startling to see. And they may not be effective depending on where these warnings are placed. They say, they say drivers everywhere appear to prioritize parking in a garage over warnings such as this area contains chemicals known to the state of California that cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm. So the State Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, according to Fox News, adopted new regulations last year that will require more specific warnings that list the chemicals consumers may be exposed to. Now, doesn't this blow your mind? You're drinking coffee, which is supposed to be a natural substance. You got a coffee bean. Yes, they have to do something to that coffee bean, but here you are thinking that you are just drinking something from the, you know, Colombian rich grown coffee, like those commercials used to show you, you know, where it's like, look, I'm just getting the bean and it's getting it to my coffee mug without anybody molesting it or, you know, tainting it with anything. Well, I guess the coffee brewing process makes this acrylamide, and we're going to study this a little bit more and give you guys more information on that. And so I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, if I'm drinking coffee, it's causing cancer, because we've seen studies saying that it prevents it. But, you know, do we have enough studies looking at people consuming this much coffee if they are more prone to certain types of cancer? You know, people could say, no, well, the cancer's caused by obesity, or it's caused by, you know, certain other chemicals, or, you know, I mean, are we looking at this specifically? They say the intent is not to scare people. The intention is to help people make more informed decisions. If you continue to buy a product that will expose you to a chemical, that's okay, as long as you're informed. Now, they say many of the coffee defendants have already posted warnings that specifically say California has determined acrylamide is among chemicals that cause cancer. And so Metzger said many of those warnings often appear after the point of sale or where cream or sugar is provided, and offers no warning to somebody drinking black coffee. So you buy the coffee, you go over to get your sugar and your cream, etc., and that's where you see the warning. So if you grab your black coffee and go, you may not get the warning. They say coffee companies lost the first round of the case 2 years ago and are now presenting their last defense. Defense lawyers declined to comment on the case but asserted in court that they should prevail under an exemption for chemicals that result naturally from cooking necessary for palatability or to avoid microbiological contamination. So you see that a company will be in the clear if the resulting toxic chemical comes out during the cooking process or to help prevent contamination. But that doesn't mean it's 100% safe. The 1-877-DOC-DALY, we'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to some of your emails. DJ Jackson writes, "Hello, Dr. Dahlia. I love your show. Woohoo, you're the best." Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am. He goes, "I wish the administration would pass the health care bill." And that's all he writes. I agree with you. It would be nice to pass a health care bill. I was very frustrated to hear that again. Senator Susan Collins, John McCain, Rand Paul decided to reject Senator Graham Cassidy and Lindsey Graham Cassidy bill. Graham Cassidy, both senators who designed this last bill. But I got to tell you, I'm, you know, wondering if maybe, you know, there's a plan involved. You know, whenever you see something fail over and over and over again, right, to get something fixed, and to try to get something fixed that's almost impossible to fix, you know, a small part of me is wondering if maybe this was the GOP's master plan. You know, maybe they looked at the bill and they saw that it was impossible to just repeal and replace, that it was an impossible task because the bill was designed that if you mess with it, like a cut in the red wire, the bomb will explode. And so they don't want to collapse the healthcare system by trying to repeal and replace the bill. The ACA, even though it was done so haphazardly, it could be one of the most brilliantly designed bad bills ever put together because you can't dismantle it without upsetting a lot of people and cutting off your own political neck. So, you know, maybe a small part of me thinks that the GOP aren't incompetent and unable to get something done because they've got a lot of things done. They've got a lot of things passed. But maybe what has happened is that they, you know, think that letting Obamacare fail on its own, you know, might be the answer, but they can't look like they're standing there with their thumbs up their butt. They have to look like that they are busting a move and putting all this effort into trying to repeal and replace Obamacare. So while they're trying to put all this effort into doing it, if these senators are standing the ground, and they have been, you know, and going, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going, you know, and Rand Paul's no friend of Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump made fun of him the whole time they were up there, you know, during the debate. But, you know, maybe these three are, you know, purposely standing strong because that's the master plan. Right? And the master plan is let Obamacare fail on its own so that there's more support to do something. Because this is ridiculous. For it to be down to the wire where we're looking at one single vote and needing the vice president to step in for one of the crappiest healthcare systems ever built, something just doesn't seem right. Does it seem right to you guys? We have the crappiest bill out there. None of the Democrats want to help fix it. They probably want to infuse more money into it. They claim they want to help fix it, but they're not going to, you know, fix it on GOP's terms. They want to get the credit, all right? Yet the GOP can't agree on how to fix it, so maybe this is their way of just letting Obamacare still be the law of the land until people get so desperate and cry for help that then they'll be like, look, just, you know, please do anything. Or maybe, you know, if Obamacare in and of itself, you know, maybe we only need to wait one or two more years until all insurance companies leave the exchanges. Now, again, the insurance companies aren't going to leave the exchanges for good if they're still getting money infused to them from the government. Okay, if the government is still padding these premiums, why would the insurance company, leave? They're getting all this money. And so there's not a lot of incentive for them to do right. However, they're getting, they can charge $1,200 premium, have it bought down by the government subsidy, and, you know, still make good. So I don't know if Obamacare would fail in terms of that. How Obamacare would fail is we're going to run out of money. You can only have X amount of millions of people on Medicaid. Medicaid was supposed to be a temporary safety net for those who needed it, which I'm very for those who need it, until they get back on their feet. But it looks like more and more people every year is going on Medicaid. So if the economy is supposed to be improving, you know, why are more and more people relying on Medicaid? And, you know, the expansion was supposed to sunset eventually. You know, it was supposed to be a temporary thing. You're not supposed to want to be on Medicaid. But people are forced to be on Medicaid because the other choices out there are horrible. They're too expensive. So Obamacare basically is failing. So maybe the GOP is thinking, look, this is the way to let it fail without us looking like we didn't do anything. We could prove to our constituents that we busted our butts, that there were certain, legislators out there that wouldn't help us. We did our part. Now let it be the law of the land. The only thing that's dangerous for the GOP is if they lose the midterm elections. If they lose the midterm elections, then the liberals could infuse more money into Obamacare. If you have a failing bill, do they just get rid of the bill? No. In government, they throw more money at it. So that's the only thing that's scary about this, which is why I was hoping, just like DJ here, that we could fix health care. And we could, you know, come up with some bill. But if all these bills are crappy, and there's no way to really fix the mess that we're in, then maybe the mess just has to happen. You know, just like a fire in a forest. You know, we don't know why fires end up burning down forests and why that has to happen and, you know, why Mother Nature, you know, needs that to happen, but apparently it happens, and it happens for a reason. And then there's new growth. And so, you know, maybe there has to be a collapse of our healthcare system. The only problem is whenever there is a collapse, government has to step in. And I do not want a government-run healthcare system. I think Medicare and Medicaid are not ideal. The VA system, definitely not ideal. And to have them as what we're, you know, is we're hoping will save our lives and you know, allow medicine to be the art that it is, it won't. There's all these guidelines. You know, medicine is really frustrating me. You know, I teach medical students, and, you know, in this world of EMR and computers and guidelines, etc., you know, I'm trying to teach medical students how to think. You know, and one of them said, but, you know, why are we going through all this thought process when, you know, with your electronic medical records, once you put in the symptom, all these other symptoms come up and you can ask those symptoms on there. And I go, because we don't want computers taking care of us, okay? You know, when you have something wrong, your symptom, I mean, remember I told you I had that gentleman that came in burping all the time? He was burping all night long. The wife was mad, so he came into the urgent care I was working at. And I took care of him, and he just wouldn't stop burping. And because I'd seen that movie back in the 70s of that pilot who kept burping and then all of a sudden died while he was, you know, flying a plane. I think Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder were in this plane or whatever, I don't know, whatever. Because I saw that movie, I'm like, okay, wait a second. This guy burping a lot, this could be a heart attack. Now, if you punched burping into a computer, maybe far down the list, they might, you know, have something reminding you of inferior MI. But burping, they would say, all right, well, you know, dyspepsia and, you know, heartburn, treat with heartburn drugs and, you know, put them on a diet, etc. And no, right away, I'm like, you're burping all night long. I have to check your heart. Hey, right? This has got to, I've got to check your heart. And I was right. It turned out he had a heart attack. And then he wanted to go home. He's like, oh, well, I could go see my doctor on Monday. It's football today. I'm like, oh, hell no. Yeah, no, no, no. You know, you need to go. If you had a heart attack last night, we got to get to the hospital, and because you could have another one. And as he was being wheeled into the hospital, he had his second heart attack, his aftershock. And he was fine. He lived through it. He got capped, and, you know, everything was good. But this isn't why we want computers. And I'm not saying I'm better than a computer or better than a machine, but this is the type of thinking you want taking care of you. Okay? And, you know, guidelines for somebody burping is not going to include all the time, you know, EKG, an echocardiogram, an evaluation of cardiac issues. And I'm not talking about, oh, you know, he burps after he eats. We're talking about continuous belching. Remember there was that patient last year or 2 years ago that was in the ER for hiccups that wouldn't stop. And I'm like, well, I hope somebody checked his heart. And it turned out 4 doctors saw him until finally the 5th time the guy went to the ER, somebody decides to check his heart, and it turned out he was having an inferior MI, a heart attack. And that's why he was chronically hiccuping. Now, hiccups come chronically, so don't freak out every time you hiccup. But, you see, if you've seen it before or you have that instinct, you're going to call it. If you haven't, you know, and you try and rely on a computer or you rely on guidelines, you're going to miss stuff. And so I want to teach people instinct. I want them to think of things that a computer won't. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Now, Bradley writes, Doc, I went to rehab. It didn't work. Okay, I got this about a week ago. This is, I think, when we were talking about drug addiction. He said, many people use it to get out of jail, but you can't change your brain to not want to use. There's reminders everywhere, and don't kid yourself that those who go to rehab stay clean. Now, I'm trying to remember what I was talking about a week ago in terms of rehab, but, I mean, let me pose a question to you all. I mean, is Bradley right? Are there many of you out there that went through a quote-unquote rehab and who ended up relapsing? And, you know, how effective did you find rehab? From what I understand, my patients who went to rehab loved it. They did very, very well. But I understand there are high relapse rates. For alcohol, I'm hearing here from the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, evidence shows that roughly 90% with alcoholism will relapse within 40 years after completing treatment. And they say relapse happens because of the chronic nature of the disease of addiction. And then in terms of drug addiction, I think relapse rates have been, let me see here. I thought I saw a number of like 40 to 50% of people with drug addiction may relapse. You know, I know it's very, very easy for us medical providers. And again, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's very easy for me as a provider to say, okay, you're addicted to narcotics. I'm not allowed to, or I can't write the amount of narcotics that we used to, in theory, because now there's all these limitations. Right? And I don't want to get in trouble with the medical board. So I, as Dr. Smith, okay, I'm not going to give you narcotics. I'm going to tell you to go to rehab. It's very easy to say, all right, go to rehab. But, you know, is rehab that effective? Now, you know, rehab, I believe, is very effective. All right, I believe that rehab is one of the best things you can do. And there's so many rehab programs out there that boast huge success. But are there relapse rates? Absolutely. All right. I mean, there's, you know, in terms of relapse rates, you know, I don't have the actual statistics for every single, whether it's marijuana, whether it's coke, whether it's heroin, etc. But, you know, Bradley's right. There's triggers. All right. You know, how do you stay clean off alcohol when every other commercial is a beer commercial or a Jack Daniels commercial? What's the commercial now with the Dilly Dilly? Okay, not that to me that makes alcohol tempting, right? There's some king up there and somebody brings him Bud Light and he's like, oh, thank you, Dilly Dilly. And it's some real stupid commercial, right? I mean, I like the old commercials like Coors Light is right there. I love the old Coors Light and Miller Light and, you know, it's Miller time and that kind of stuff. To me, I thought that was a little bit more, you know, enticing than the commercials now. But you can't watch a football game without seeing some sort of alcohol commercial. You know, you can't see a movie. You can't, I mean, oh my gosh, any Seth Rogen movie has marijuana in it. Those are just triggers. Okay? The other day I was getting out of the car and I was so stiff. I mean, my joints and my, you know, neck and my back. And I was like, oh my gosh, the weather. Now remember, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it is drier than dry. And I'm like, what is going on? I can barely move. And, you know, my husband's looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? And then a little later that day, you start to see the clouds moving. So for me, you know, boy, does my arthritis pain set in, and do I start every athletic mistake I made or injury to any joint, boy, that kicks in just with a slight change in humidity. So if I was, let's say, if I had a vulnerability to pain pills, how do you control that trigger? So, Bradley, I see what Bradley's saying. You know, rehab is not an end-all and isn't supposed to be a dump to people having substance abuse issues. It really takes a village. It takes a whole society to really step up. And again, I'd like to hear from any of you out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How effective was rehab for you? And Bradley brings up another point. Are a lot of people at rehab, in rehab, trying to avoid jail time? You know, there's a lot of, I guess, options that people could take where, you know, rather than going to jail for drug possession, you know, or a nonviolent drug-related crime, go to rehab. I think it's a brilliant idea. I guess there's drug courts now, about 3,000 across the United States, and it, you know, helps juvenile offenders with drug or alcohol dependence, adult criminal offenders, parents at risk of losing child custody, etc. And so, you know, these drug courts, allow another option, and I would much rather see somebody go through rehab than sit in a jail cell, you know, for a non-violent drug-related crime, like indecent exposure or, you know, et cetera. You know, somebody driving drunk, you know, yeah, they're going to, you know, they're going to serve jail time, but let's help him with his alcohol addiction. And, you know, I again, you know, Bradley, I don't want to, you know, say that many people in rehab, you know, like you unfortunately feel, you know, are there just to get out of jail. So they're just kind of going through the motions and saying, you know, it's very difficult to go through rehab and lie. You know, say, oh, yeah, I'm good, I'm clean. I mean, you know, you really have to, you don't get access, okay? Especially when you're doing inpatient rehab. You're not getting access to these drugs. So it's really hard to keep up your, you know, the facade that you're clean, especially if you start going through withdrawal, if you can't get your secret stash. So I think rehab is effective, but I agree with you that there's tons of triggers. I think also there's people that may be claiming their that could be claiming that their behavior is due to addiction when it's not. It's them being stupid. Like, remember Tiger Woods years ago saying, well, I'm a sex addict. Well, you know, if you're a sex addict, then you will have sex with anybody, no matter how they look. But if you're only sleeping with hot women, I don't know. I don't want to say that you're addicted to sex, per se. All right? You know, you just, you know, like to cheat. There's a difference there. And so, you know, can there be a certain percentage of population, you know, who really can do without the alcohol and the drugs, etc., but, you know, it's a way to get out of a crime? I don't know. I mean, you know, usually somebody to the degree of doing stupid, you know, in terms of, you know, doing a crime as a result of alcohol or drugs or whatever, I think they would definitely benefit from some sort of rehab or treatment. And, you know, many of you guys out there listening to the show could be addicted and haven't ever admitted it. You know, if you go home, you're always splitting a bottle of wine with your husband or wife, and then you know, drink extra on the weekends, that could be just a little too much alcohol, right, for, you know, the average person to safely consume. And then have you, you know, for those of you out there, have you tried to go a day or two without alcohol? And if you can't, you're like, but you know what, but I'm only splitting a bottle of wine. I'm not, you know, if you can't go without that drug or that food or that chocolate or an act of sex or being on your computer or whatever, that's a form of addiction. A lot of us are addicted to our smartphones. We rely on them even more than food. If somebody said, you know, would you rather skip a meal or lose your iPhone for 4 or 5 hours, what do you think somebody would say? They'd probably say, you know what, I'll skip the meal. You know, so a lot of us could have addictions, and we just don't admit it. So I think alcohol addiction, drug addiction, prescription medicine addiction, sleeping pill addiction is far more than discussed. And I agree. You know, just sending somebody to rehab isn't what we need to do. We need to figure out how to address the triggers. And I don't want to do away with advertising, okay? I think, you know, Coors and Miller Lite and Bud Light and tequila and Jack Daniels, they have a right to advertise. But maybe predictable advertising times so that if somebody is addictive, they can then hopefully stay away from it. Oh, no. All right. Thanks.
Begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. and $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Please go to my website and sign the petition to ask Donald Trump to sign a National Blood Donation Week proclamation. As much support as we could get from the government and the White House will help keep our hospitals and our blood banks stocked. Signing a petition only requires a name and an email. Don't make up a name like Brad Pitt, but you don't have to put anything else. You don't have to put a birthday or phone number or anything like that, but a name and an email will on the petition would really, really help. And I don't care if it's your work email. I don't care where that email comes from, as long as it's a valid email. But we need to sign this, get this petition signed. We need about 100,000 signatures by mid-October for the White House to respond and hopefully help us proclaim National Blood Donation Week from the White House perspective. So please go to my website and help us out with that. So 1 in 3 Americans don't get enough sleep. That's according to a study released last year by the CDC. And we apparently have a catastrophic sleep loss epidemic that nobody's really talking about. And an expert has said that this is cutting life short. Not getting enough shut-eye or getting through the day without a nap could heighten our risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, and dementia. All right. According to Dr. Wayne Giles, director of the CDC's Division of Population Health, they said, as a nation, we're not getting enough sleep. Lifestyle changes, such as going to bed at the same time each night, rising at the same time each morning, turning off or removing televisions, computers, mobile devices from the bedroom, that can help people get the healthy sleep they need. Okay, me, it's not the computers, it's not the cell phones, it's the stupid cats and dogs that are in the room and jumping on the bed and fighting. See, apparently the cats hate the new dog, Uzi. And Uzi has to sleep in Mama's bed because Uzi wants to sleep next to Mommy Daddy, and Uzi likes to get all cuddly. Well, the cats used to sleep there, and the cats aren't going to budge. So you have the cats there, and anytime Uzi starts to kind of move and get into their personal space, they growl. So I've woken up all the time by growling. It's ridiculous. All right, so you got to get rid of the pets. Get them out of the room. Now, according to Dr. Walker, he says we have stigmatized sleep with the label of laziness. We want to seem busy. And one way we express that is proclaiming how little sleep we're getting. It's a badge of honor. So this is a cultural problem. So when somebody goes, man, I get 4 hours of sleep, you know, and that's on a good day. You know, people admire him. And I'm like, dude, you're going to get dementia. Okay? You know, not getting enough sleep, right, should not be a badge of honor. Hey, I did the same thing when I was in medical school. You know, I remember my husband, who was my fiancé at the time, said, you know, man, I got to wake up early. I got to wake up at 6:30. And I go, man, my day is half over by 6:30. I got to get up at 3 in the morning. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and we sit here and we use it, you know, to make other people jealous. Okay, it's stupid. All right, taking a nap should be a status symbol. They said world leaders like Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher even bragged about getting away with very little sleep. He says, when I give lectures, people will wait behind until there's no one around and then tell me quietly, I seem to be one of those people who need 8 or 9 hours of sleep. It's embarrassing to say in public. No, I say it all the time. I need my sleep. If I don't get my sleep, I am a witch. I can't say the other word, I don't think. I am such a witch. I'm so mean. I need my sleep. Yeah, my husband's always like, go take a nap, please. I'm like, what? He's like, well, you know, you just seem a little tired. I don't seem tired. Take a nap. Trust me on this. Take a nap. I don't take a nap. Don't tell me. Take a nap. And then take a nap. I'm like, hi, baby. How are you? See? Real difference. Walker cited one study showing that those 45 and over who sleep less than 6 hours per night are 200% more likely to experience heart attacks or strokes than those who got 7 or 8 hours of sleep a night. I know you guys are really mad. You're like, damn it, Dahlia, why are you telling us this? I can't change how many hours. Why can't you change how many hours of sleep? Why can't you? Because you work a graveyard shift? Because you're working 2-3 jobs? Okay, what good is working those jobs if you're going to be dead from a heart attack? Okay, you have to make sure sleep is a priority. Other scientific studies have demonstrated that sleep loss raises the risk of Alzheimer's and weight gain. Walker suggests that people should use alarms to make sure they go to sleep on time. Just like people use alarms to get up in the morning. I've done that. I've set an alarm to tell me to go to bed. So I'm in the middle of, you know, watching a show, and I'm working on an article, and I'm trying to prep for my show, and all of a sudden it goes, da, da, da. I'm like, what the hell's that? Like, oh, I got to go to bed. The problem with that is it's got to be a different type of alarm, because if you use the same nasty, annoying alarm that wakes you up, it's going to, you know, you're going to be like all, you know, woken up psychologically. But honestly, our kids also, they don't get enough sleep, that's a problem too. Let the kids sleep. We don't talk a lot about sleeping pill addiction. We need to, because what a lot of people are doing is they will swap the extra hour or two of work or activity with a sleeping pill. So let's say it takes you an average of an hour to an hour and a half to fall asleep, which isn't the healthiest. Something's wrong if it takes you that long to fall asleep. But let's say you just need to be in bed that long, and it takes you that long to fall asleep. What some people will do is, well, heck with that, I'll just stay up, get some work done, and then pop an Ambien so I can fall asleep in 10, 15 minutes. We have a sleeping pill epidemic, addiction epidemic that we don't talk about, that we need to. Another thing we need to talk about is this West Nile death toll has hit 7 in L.A. County. Los Angeles County health officials launched a new campaign in an effort to boost awareness for West Nile virus. It has killed 7 people so far this year. And the disease is transferred from a mosquito bite to humans. And many people will get bit and not realize it. But they say the virus does have the potential to cause paralysis and permanent brain damage. Infection is especially dangerous for people over the age of 50 and for those with compromised immune systems. They say the L.A. County Health Department has already reported 98 cases of the mosquito-borne illness. 98 of those, 70% were considered very serious, where people got encephalitis, meningitis, swelling of the brain, and even paralysis. And officials warned there are likely many more unreported cases of infected individuals. Health experts encourage residents to take precaution by wearing insect repellent and avoiding stagnant water, which could breed mosquitoes. Cases of West Nile virus have been reported in San Gabriel Valley, Antelope Valley, Pomona, Torrance, San Fernando Valley, Glendale, and Los Feliz. West Nile, not anything you want to mess with. Pretty scary stuff. All right, 25% of cancer patients are using medical marijuana. 25% of cancer patients on medical marijuana. The study looked at more than 900 cancer patients in Seattle, and nearly a quarter reported using the medical marijuana in the past year. In addition, almost all the participants said they wanted to learn more about medical marijuana. And here's the problem. We're still not completely sold on medical marijuana helping in terms of the anxiety, in terms of the nausea, you know, and studies have been lacking because we just haven't done enough in cancer patients. And they say existing research on marijuana's effects on cancer-related symptoms is limited. Now, some people will say, well, who cares, Dahlia? They got cancer. Let them take what they need. I hear you. You know, trust me. I've suggested marijuana to many people for that reason. But do we know if it interferes with the treatment? I mean, how many lung cancer doctors are going to say, go ahead and smoke weed? Now, they may say maybe ingest it. You know, but I mean, do we know if there's any interference with chemotherapy? Remember, marijuana, if you're using it as a medicine, then you need to think of it as a medicine. And unfortunately, we just don't have enough research, for this. Now, somebody with intractable pain, who cares? Somebody who's stage 4, who has decided not to fight the fight with chemotherapy and radiation, etc. But, you know, if we're trying to, use it as a medicine, we need to put more time and effort into studying it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.